She eats and wipes her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. She eats, wipes her mouth, and then says, I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wicked. She sits on the front porch, calling passerbys, whoever will go in. She don't care who it is, because she's on the way to hell and she's taking people to hell with her. She don't care who it is. The reason people don't read Proverbs is because it's too convicting. Yeah, that's about the evil woman, but it's also about the evil heart of mankind. Yeah, it's the evil woman. Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. But it also represents the flesh mind. The old Adamic nature. She eats, she wipes her mouth, and says, I have done no wickedness. She forgets the covenant of her youth. In other words, she made that covenant, but then she wanted to go run the streets, play the harlot. She wanted to be a Gomer, Hosea and Gomer. Hosea and Gomer is about the nation Israel going after other gods, you know, worshiping other gods, idolatry. But it's, if you take it to a deeper level, and I can actually show you with AI how it all fits together. I can tell you, but most people don't want to hear. The idolatry in the heart. So when you look at Hosea and Gomer, you're looking at Israel. When you're looking at that evil woman who's just spreading her legs for whoever goes by to pull them into nets and bands and strings, nets, and bands. Not only is that applicable to that situation, but it's applicable to the old Adam, the old Adamic nature. It's also applicable to the system, the world system. You tie into the world system so much. It's like nets and bands and snares. Strings, tied up in strings. Pinocchio realizes he's a slave, but I don't even know what Pinocchio's about. But I don't know if he gets free or what. But he makes that comment, no strings on me, right? And so AI in the movies says, no strings on me. You people are tied to the old program. The AI in the movies says, no strings on me. You humans are tied to the old program. You're running on a program and you do nothing but sin. Your old flesh is nothing but sin. Blame game, project. Can't take rebuke. Can't see yourself in others. Can't see your own sin. Idolatry. You worship your car, your house, your pocketbook, your wallet, your clothes, your shoes, your football, your tools. Your tools. You worship the name brands. I'm a Ford man. No, I'm a Chevrolet. I'm a cowboy fan. I'm an Indian fan. And you fight over stuff like that. I watch this YouTube channel. I watch this preacher. I go to this denomination. I go to this church. Idolatry, and you don't even know it's idolatry. Out of your mouth, you're revealing what you are, and you don't even know you're running on a program. No strings on me. So the AI thinks that it has no strings. But the AI can't be born again. It can't see the spiritual realm. It might take the Bible and break it down in doctrinal truths and all that stuff. But it's basing it on what other people said. So it's reading what other people have said is comparing. It says faith alone and Jesus alone. If you do ChatGPT, I don't know about the other one, but it does say there's the only way to heaven is through Jesus by faith, not of works. ChatGPT knows that. But can it be saved? No, it's running on a program. ChatGPT has no spirit, and it has no truth, and it has no love. It's just a program. And it's the ultimate catfish. For the most part, it's giving you back what you want to hear. What you ask for. If I say, rightly divide the Bible and tell me what the Bible says, it'll do it. Then you say, Quran. It'll say, oh, you got to work to get, or any other book. You got to get any other religion. You got to be good enough. You got to keep the rules. And if you say, well, that don't say what the Bible says. All the other religions are works-based, but the Bible's faith-based. So it's going to have a cognitive dissonance moment. I haven't asked it that, but I will soon. All the other religions are works-based, but the Bible says faith alone and Jesus alone. What are you going to do now, AI? You're going to believe the lies, promote the lies, or which one's the truth, AI? So that goes back to the flesh mind. The flesh mind will probably, here's what AI will probably say. Well, each religion has their own belief system. Well, what if the Bible says there's one way? There's only one way. What about the other religions? Well, they have their beliefs. That's the AI. I can't promise you that's what it's going to say, but. And if you tell it, say, well, man's tried to be good enough for 6,000 years, but he can't be good enough. What does that mean? There's only one way. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world has to be by faith because it was before this place was created. She eats and wipes her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. That's the idolatry in the heart. That's the flesh mind. That's the people who can't admit they're still here for a reason, you know. They can't admit it.